Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to need a check for my checking account.
I'll go to the back.
Nope, that's it.
And ta-da!
All right, so fine.
shaking their ass up to the right. What's up, world? Fun. I've got my gun, no need for rap, 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 roll up that one. That is the party tonight. We'll be home shaking their ass up to the right. I'm having some fun. I've got my gun, no need for rat, tat, 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 roll up that one and pass it around. And smoke it in a tub while I'm getting rubbed, cause a nigga like me got more hoes in the rug. Now I ain't tryna diss nobody, assist nobody, and I'm sure not the type that'll kiss anybody's ass. I lay and say what I say, all due respects to Tim and Devontae for making a track that's fat. Now it's time to get paid, so pass the J and let's get blown away. I wanna get blunted, my brother. Roll up a fat one, pass it around. I wanna get blunted, my brother. Roll up a fat one, pass it around. I wanna get blunted, my brother. I wanna get blunted, my brother. Roll up a fat one, pass it around.
Well, here we go to the show with some fat indo. And though I never fronted, I always stay blunted. Many clouds running through my dome as I float. About the good old days when I bust a Takata and a Colombian go. You know the stuff with the funny, got the big man pump. Now I'm feeling kinda high, yet kinda keep. Maybe cause it's Mickey, no cloud 19. See, I got the safety waves and the cool buzz, but you smell what it is, now you smell what it was.
Cause we smoke fat blunts and we write so fine, play video games and read high signs. And then make the beat tight, hoping that the song might sell a million copies of the folk smoking dank.
Right, daddy makes you jump.
And daddy Mac kept it warm, but I didn't miss the bus to the marijuana farm in the like my man grows plants.
Never respect the AB, cause my homie dance solo.
With a fat Philly butt on a hawk status logo.
Good looking out,
now the boys got clout.
Now it's time to show the world what we all about.
Then we smoke two joints before we smoke two joints. And then we smoke two more.
We be drumming.
Smoke two joints before we smoke two joints. And then we smoke two more.
This is drumming.
La-di-di-da-di-di, and me love marijuana. Me know the blunt like the sex low Madonna. I feel like back when I puff on the ganja. So legalize marijuana, yarana. Got red and they closed up tight, and I felt kinda weird, but I felt alright, so I took a
another hit later on that night. Now there's only three things in life that I need: money, safe sex, and a whole lot of weed. Giving props to my pops, and he gets much love too. Peace from the crew, this was for you. So I'm outie, I'm ghost, in other words, gone. But the beat goes.
Reside. 6-0, I want the girls to know, 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She says she's from Japan. She comes to America because it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you to South Central L.A. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee. The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant. And we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth at a table. Ooh-wee! Ooh-wee! And the Asian women kind of smiled at me. And they looked and they bowed at me. And I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table, and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down, and let's eat. So we ate our food, and we had a lot of fun. We talked, and we laughed, and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, because my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rolled on.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
Why you wanna play on me?
Why you wanna play a case on me?
Why you wanna play?
Why you wanna?
So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
I'm not afraid to
So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence. And the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends. And they started fighting.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, the sun is shining, the sky is blue, and it's about 85 degrees right now. And it seems to be getting warmer as the days get closer to the summertime. We're going to have desert weather where it'll be hot and it will be beautiful summer days in Las Vegas. So, yes, it will be a beautiful time of year and it'll be a good place to come and vacation during the summer, even though we have the virus here. And we have to wear a mask, and we have to wash our hands, and we have to have social distancing. But everything else, Vegas is wide open.
So come and enjoy the slot machine, drink the alcohol, eat the buffet, and have a good time listening to live entertainment. And, of course, you can always listen to G-Money on the radio. So, let's talk sports. G-Money Sports Report. All right. Well, let's talk NBA standings right now before we get into the NBA playoff season. Let's see what's going on in the Western Conference. Let's start off with the Northwest Division. And let's see if Utah Jazz are still running the show in the North. So, DJ, Papa D, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. In the Northwest Division, the Utah Jazz are on top with 47 wins, followed by the Denver Nuggets with 43 wins. Both of those two teams have clinched a playoff berth. Next, in third place are the Portland Trail Blazers with 36 wins, followed by the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Minnesota Timberwolves, who both have been eliminated from the playoff contention.
Okay. Well, let's see what's happening with the Western Division. What's going on with the Clippers and the Lakers and the Phoenix Suns?
The Phoenix Suns are on top with 46 wins. They've clinched a playoff position. In second place, the LA Clippers have 43 wins, and they have also clinched a playoff position. Third place is the Lakers with 37 wins, followed by Golden State with 33 wins and Sacramento Kings with 27 wins, all still in playoff contention.
Okay. Yeah, I heard LeBron James came back and played the other night for the Lakers. He didn't play the whole game because he's still suffering from a bad ankle, but the Lakers won, so I see they have another win in their category there. All right, so let's see what's happening with the Southwestern Division. What's going on with San Antonio and the Dallas Mavericks?
The Dallas Mavericks are in first with 36 wins, followed by Memphis with 32. San Antonio has 31. New Orleans Pelicans have 29. And in fifth place, the Houston Rockets have 16, and they have been eliminated from playoff contention.
Oh, well. Sorry about that, Houston. We'll see you next year. All right, let's go to the Eastern Conference, and let's see what's happening in the Central Division with the Milwaukee Bucks.
And the in Central Division? State. Yeah, in the Central Division, the Milwaukee Bucks are on top with 40 wins, followed by the Indiana Pacers with 30, Chicago Bulls have 26, and unfortunately the Cleveland Cavaliers, who have 21 wins, and the Detroit Pistons, who have 19 wins, are out of playoff contention.
Oh, the Cleveland Cavaliers are out of contention, and the Detroit Pistons are no longer in competition. Oh, well. Better luck next year, guys. All right, let's go to the Atlantic Division. Let's see what's happening with the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers. And what else? How about the Boston Celtics?
Well, the 76ers have moved into first place with 44 wins. The Brooklyn Nets are in second place now with 43 wins. Both of them have clinched a playoff spot. Third place are the New York Knicks with 37 wins and the Boston Celtics with 34 wins, and Toronto Raptors have 27 wins.
All right. The Toronto Raptors have been disqualified from the playoffs? Or they're still
They're still in contention.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to the Southeast Division and check on my Miami Heat and the Atlanta Hawks and Charlotte Hornets.
The Atlanta Hawks are on top with 36 wins, followed by the Miami Heat, who have 35 wins. Charlotte Hornets have 31 wins. Washington Wizards have 30 wins. And the Orlando Magic, who has 21 wins, are out of playoff contention.
Ooh, Orlando Magic. Well, I still like their uniform, their coat, their colors. I really like that blue and black and gray they wear. They look so good. But I'm sorry, they're not going to make the playoffs this year. So, oh, well. Better luck next year for the Orlando Magic. All right. So that's it for the NBA Sports Report for May 5th? Today, May 5th?
May 4th.
Oh, yeah. May 4th. They had a joke about that for May 4th, and I can't think of the joke right now. But that's May 4th, 2021 Sports Report for the NBA, G-Money Sports Report. Okay, let's talk about the National Hockey League, the NHL, on May 4th, 2021 G-Money Sports Report. So let's see, what's going on in the Northern Division in the NHL?
The Toronto Maple Leafs are still on top with 33 wins, followed by the Edmonton Oilers, who have 31 wins. The Winnipeg Jets are third with 27 wins, followed by the Montreal Canadiens, who have 24 wins. Calgary Flames have 22. The Ottawa Senators have 20 wins, and the Vancouver Canucks bring up the rear with 19 wins.
Okay. Well, let's go to the Central Division. How about that? Let's go down to the bottom and check the Central Division out with the NHL Sports Report.
The Carolina Hurricanes, the Florida Panthers, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are all tied for first place with 35 wins. Next is the Nashville Predators, who have 29 wins. The Dallas Stars have 21 wins, the Chicago Blackhawks, 22 wins. Detroit Red Wings have 18 wins, and the Columbus Blue Jackets are on the bottom with 16 wins.
Okay. Well, let's go to the east side of the hockey division and see what's happening with the Eastern Division.
In the East, the Washington Capitals are on top with, well, the Washington Capitals have 33 wins, so they're not on top. The Pittsburgh Penguins are on top with 34 wins, followed by the Washington Capitals with 33 wins. The Boston Bruins and the New York Islanders are both tied with 31 wins, and then it's the New York Rangers who have 26 wins. The Philadelphia Flyers are next with 23 wins. The New Jersey Devils have 17 wins. and bringing up the rear, the Buffalo Sabres with 14 wins.
Okay. Well, let's see what's happening in the Western Division. How about those Las Vegas Golden Knights?
Yeah, the Golden Knights. Golden Knights are still on top of 36 wins, followed by the Colorado Avalanche with 34 wins. The Minnesota Wild has 33 wins. The St. Louis Blues have 24 wins. The Arizona Coyotes, 22. The LA Kings and the San Jose Sharks both have 20 wins. And the Anaheim Ducks have 16 wins.
All righty. Well, that sounds interesting for the Western Division. You know, I heard on the radio that they have a new hockey team in Henderson called the Silver Knights. Now, I wonder what league they're going to play in. Are they going to play in the NHL, the professional league, or are they going to be like a semi-pro team that's going to play? Because they just put the team together, and they've been playing in Henderson. They played three games the last 3 weeks, and I heard they've been whooping behind. So I'm wondering if they're going to try to compete with the NHL, with all of the hockey teams in the NHL. I wonder what division they would play in, because all of the hockey divisions have 8 teams, except for one division that only has 7 teams. So what division only has 7 teams?
The North only has 7 teams.
Oh, I wonder if they're going to join the North's season with them playing in the North. Oh,
well, you know
okay.
What? I just did a little research, and I found that the Henderson Silver Knights are a team in the American Hockey League, not the NHL. So there's a whole other hockey league there's another hockey league other than the NHL.
No.
So,
I wonder if that's like a semi-pro league, you know, like they have.
No, it's not. It's just another professional hockey league. It's not semi-pro.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, I guess they're going to have hockey in Henderson. People are going to go to the hockey matches in Henderson to watch the Silver Knights play. And then Las Vegas is going to watch the Golden Knights. So I guess that's what hockey's going to be in Las Vegas or in, what is it, South Nevada? I guess. I don't know. But, oh, that's interesting. So they're in the American Hockey League. I wonder how many teams the American Hockey League has.
Let me take a look. The American Hockey League has 31 teams. They were founded in 1936, and their most recent champion is the Charlotte Checkers. Wow.
Oh,
31 teams.
So they were founded in 36? I wonder if they're going to do like the NFL, do like the American Football League playing against the National Football League, and then they have the Super Bowl, which is the combination of whichever team is the best team in football. So I wonder if they're going to do hockey like that. They got the American Hockey League, and we already have the National Hockey League, So I wonder if they're going to compete for a championship or they're just going to have two different Stanley Cups that they play for when they play for the championship of the league.
Well, you know what? I just found this. It says the NHL, are teams playing among the country of America, while the AHL is the American Hockey League, which plays international games. American Hockey League players are more skilled and experienced than National Hockey League players.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that's interesting. That means, like, well, they're saying the American League is the international league that plays in Europe and all over the other side of the world, across the water, and the National League just plays in the USA and in Canada. So that's interesting. Okay. So we got 31 teams that just play in the USA and Canada. And then we got 31 teams that play all around the world. Wow. I guess they don't get the publicity that the NHL gets, but they're more skilled and better players than the NHL. So, we have to see. Maybe they'll start getting some publicity now that Vegas has the Silver Knights playing out of Henderson, Nevada. So, that's interesting. But thank you for that information, DJ Papa D. I know people are really interested in finding out what's going on with the Henderson Silver Knights. So we got to keep an eye on them and see how they're doing. Okay. Well, that's the end of G-Money Sports Report for today, May 4th, 2021. Okay. DJ Papa D. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be more back with more of the show in a minute.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies. In Hollywood, I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, "Hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses." And I was like, "Really? Meet your boss?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Okay."
You know, I went to college at University of California at Davis, and I had a girlfriend. Her name was Regine, and she got a track scholarship to come and go to school at UC Davis. So when they had a track meet at the university, I went to the track meet to see her run, and she ran the 200. And she ran the 100. And when she ran the 100 first, oh, man, she was strong.
smoking. He won the race by about 3 or 4 steps. And then when she ran the 220, she lined up in the block and took off off the block. And she won the 200 by about 5 steps. And I was impressed, because that was the first college track meet I had ever been to. And later on that afternoon, we had the intramural game. It was track season, so we were doing intramural track. So I got my fraternity involved in the track meet, and myself and three other guys ran in the 4x4 relay for my fraternity. And then my roommate and his brother and two other guys that were track stars in San Francisco, and they decided the four of them would represent San Francisco, and they would run the track meet. And then the football players put together the four guys to run on the football track meet. And the football team consisted of two running backs, and they had a white boy that was the wide receiver, and they had a big lineman that ran. So we set up this block, and the first thing took off out the desert, and it was a receiver until they handed off this second man. Nobody told me that the big guy had wheels. And the big dude graduated from UC Davis, and he ended up being a lineman in the NFL playing for the Cincinnati Bengals. And he became all pro, and he was inducted in the Hall of Fame. Anthony Munoz. Yes. Anthony Munoz.
Was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow. And my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids. And I learned how to cook and how to fish. And I learned how to make kites. And I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like 6 feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show that's broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities that we're talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to share a joke with you. As before we tell a story, I have a little joke that starts off with a woman that climbs the stairs in her house, and she goes to her son's bedroom, and she says, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get out of bed. So get up and get dressed so you're not late to go to school." And he says, "Oh, Mama, I worked hard last night, and I'm still tired. Let me sleep a little while longer, and then I'll get up and get dressed and get ready to go to school." And she says, "Okay, I'll give you 15 minutes. I'll set your alarm, and when your snooze alarm goes off, then you get up and you get dressed, because we don't want you to be late for work, late for school." And he says, yeah. And he goes back to sleep. Well, 15 minutes later, the alarm goes off, and his mother comes up the stairs again. "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. You got to get dressed and get ready for school so you won't be late today." And he goes, Mama, I don't want to go to school. The teachers talk about me, and the kids don't like me. So I don't want to go to school." And she says, "Well, I'm sorry about that." He says, "So let me just sleep 15 minutes longer, and then I'll get up and get dressed and go to school." And she said, "Okay."
I let you sleep 15 more minutes, but then you got to get up and get dressed and then hurry up so you're not late to school. And he goes down the stairs after she sets his snooze alarm on his alarm clock, and he goes back to sleep. And then 15 minutes later, his alarm clock goes off, and his mother goes up the stairs, and she's like, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. You got to get dressed so you're not late to go to school today." And he's like, "Mom, I don't want to go to school. The teachers don't like me, and the kids talk about me." And his mother said, "Well, I don't care if the teachers don't like you or the kids talk about you. You got to go to school today because you're the principal." Yep, that's the G Money joke for you. Okay, now it's time for me to let you hear a real good story that I recorded for the listening audience today. And DJ Papa D is going to play the story that I recorded for my listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and get a drink and get some chips to eat while you're listening to my story. Because it's a real good story, and you'll have a good time listening to it. So DJ Papa D, play my recorded story for the listening audience, and we'll be back with some more of the show and some music. You know, I've had an interesting story to tell you. I remember back, about 2003, when I was living in the desert, I told you about Gregoriesville, where I had a homeless camp, and I was living with all these homeless people. Well, social services came in and moved us out. They offered us $400 to move into an apartment. Well, a lot of people in my camp didn't want to move, but I moved out. And I moved into a Chinese boarding house, which was about 15 apartments. And I ended up getting a room with two other roommates in my room, and I paid $300 for my bed in my room, and I got the other $100 paid to me to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So it was a good situation for me. I had $100 every month that I could use to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So I hung out there across the street from Olympic Garden, and that's located on Las Vegas Boulevard and Oakley is the name of the street. The cross street is Oakley, and Las Vegas Boulevard is where Olympic Gardens was. Now, Olympic Gardens, they call that OG, because that's the strip club where they had male strippers upstairs on the second floor, and they had female strippers downstairs on the first floor. And they used to have plenty of limousines parking in the parking lot, and they had all kind of people going to the strip club. But I never went. I was across the street hanging out with some other people, and we were doing some other stuff outside on the parking lot and at the bus stop. You know, that's where all the people in my apartment was hanging out, because we were doing a lot of stuff, you know. We were smoking and, you know, just doing some bad stuff. But I ended up moving out of there, and I moved to a house on Vegas Valley Drive and Rancho. I moved into the third house from the corner off of Rancho.
And I still paid $300 for my bed, but I ended up in a bedroom by myself where I paid $300 for my bed, but I was the only one in my room. So it was real comfortable. And we got to, had to fix our own food, and we had to go shopping and buy our own groceries. I got a little shopping cart, one of those little carts that you see at the grocery store that you can take home with you, the little tiny shopping carts with the wheels on them that you can roll down the street. You see the old ladies with these little carts. They're the ones that roll these little carts up and down the street. So I had gotten one of those shopping carts, and I went shopping. And I went to the corner of Rancho and Vegas Valley Drive, and then I went down Rancho all the way to Washington. And when I got to Washington Boulevard or Washington Avenue, there was this shopping center. So I went in, and they had a grocery store called Save More. Save More was a discount grocery store. So I went in there, and I went shopping. And that's where I went shopping every month because I got my food stamp card. So I had $200 a month to go shopping and buy groceries. And I would roll my little basket down the street about 3 miles from Washington back to Vegas Valley Drive. And then I'd turn at the corner and make a right, a left turn. And I'd go 4 houses from the corner to my house. So I would go in my house and I'd unload all my groceries and anything perishable I would leave in the kitchen. But anything that was non-perishable, my canned goods, my box goods, my cereal, anything like that, I put in my closet. Because I had a walk-in closet, I put in my closet, and I just put it on my shelf in my closet. So I had all my food goods on the inside of my closet on my shelf. So anytime I wanted a snack, I would just go into my closet and get some snacks. You know, cup of soup, soup with noodles, Lipton noodles, or whatever. And if I wanted some perishable items like some bologna or cheese or eggs, I would go into the refrigerator in the kitchen and fix myself something to eat because I had full round of everything in the kitchen. It was like being in my own house. So I loved it very much. So I would go into the living room, and we had a big screen TV in the living room, and we could watch TV, but at 11 o'clock, the houseman would come in and make everybody leave, and you'd have to go to your room, and if you had a TV in your room, you had to put your headphones on and listen to the TV. But if you didn't have a TV in your room, well, you were just in your room doing nothing. So I would come in and I would go to sleep, and I'd get up the next day and I'd get dressed and I would go back down the street. I'd go to Rancho and I'd go down Rancho to Washington and I would go to the shopping center and I would buy me a 12-pack of beer, and behind the shopping was a park. It's called the Renzi Park.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's Storytime with GMoney.com.
I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm talking about the divine nine. Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. It was founded in 1906. They wear black and gold. And then there's Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. It was founded in 1911. They wear crimson and cream. And then it's Omega Psi Phi fraternity. They founded in 1911. They were purple and gold. Then we got Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. They were founded in 1914. And they were royal blue and diamond white. Then there's Iota Phi Beta. They were founded in 1963. And they wear brown and gold. That's the end of the fraternity. Now for the sorority, for the women, Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. They were founded in 1908. And they wear pink and green. Then you got Delta Sigma Theta sorority. They were founded in 1913, and they wear red and white. And then you got Zeta Phi Theta sorority. They wear royal blue and diamond white, and they're founded in 1920. And then you got Sigma Gamma Rho. It was founded in 1922. And they wear golden blue. And I'm telling you about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. All hallelujah to the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in the soup kitchen so they could feed low income, the homeless and the poor. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in the hospital with doctors and nurses and held the soldiers that were wounded in the war. World War One, World War II, and the Vietnam War. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. And I want to tell you about the group that volunteered to teach black kids in the South when it was illegal to teach black kids to read and write. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Then they hosted fundraisers and gave the money to the charities so they could give away college scholarships to high school seniors. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about blacks that marched all over the world for civil rights. They complained about the white policemen killing black people in evil murder, like George Floyd. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about marching on Million Man March, marching on Washington, D.C. with Farrakhan talk to the black men. He told them they need to take control of their house and their families. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about women working for civil rights. equal work for equal pay. I'm talking about the divine line. I'm talking about crossing across the state and sinking men in white only restaurants. I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm talking about black marching on Selma Bridge for the right to black to vote with John Lewis and Martin Luther King Jr. I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm talking about integration, pro sports, football, basketball, baseball, track, golf, tennis, and sports like that. I'm talking about the divine nine. God bless the divine nine. I'm talking about black and gold, crimson and green, purple and gold, royal blue and diamond white, and black, brown and gold. Talking about the men, now the women of the divine nine. Pink and green, red and white, royal blue and diamond white, and golden blue. I'm talking about the divine nine. God bless the divine nine. All hail to the divine nine. All hail to the divine nine. God bless the divine nine. I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so, 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 so. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know? That's how it goes.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, and we have a cash giveaway for the fan club members that call into the radio show.
And I'm looking for caller number 20. If you call into the radio show and you're caller number 20, all you got to do is be the caller to call in and be caller number 20 to call into the radio show, and you'll win $50. That's right. I have $50 cash money that I want to give to my fan club member that calls in and can win the money. You don't have to answer any questions. You don't have to tell the name of any songs, or you don't have to name any movies. All you got to do is just call in and be the 20th caller on the line to call into the radio station, and you're automatically a winner. DJ Papa D, we want to give them 5 minutes to call into the radio station. And while we're waiting for them to call in, play another one of my songs. How about Big Bank Take Little Bank? Yeah, I like that one. Talk about I'm 6'9", and I'm broke all the time. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Got a big mouth, so he talks crazy all the time. He's like a comedian, except he ain't got no humor.
Grandkids, you know.
His kids are just another space in the world.
Underground lair.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
That was some real John Wayne shit, Staff Sergeant.
We got a Black Hawk down. We got a Black Hawk down.
I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith.
I am Merida, firstborn descendant of Glandon Brock, and I'll be shooting for my own hand.
You tell your king that William Wallace will not be ruled, nor will any Scot while I live.
Look what I have created! I have made fire! Fire!
You quit it?
What?
Trying to swim here. What, the ocean isn't big enough for you or something like that?
Huh?
You got a problem, buddy? Huh? Huh? Do you? Do you? Do you? Want a piece of me? Yeah, yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Just might open the window.
One big pile of shit.
If we can do this, Cupid is no longer an archer. His glory shall be ours. For we are the only love gods.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
What was that?
It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing. You know I have a shoulder right here, you know? And it must pop, pop, pop! So tomorrow from 5 to 7, will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary? It must be green, okay? Okay?
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
To protect the sheep, you gotta catch the wolf. And it takes a wolf to catch a wolf, you understand?
Shall we play a game?
Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities, and some of my realities become dreams.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
You know, I went to college at University of California at Davis, and I had a girlfriend, her name was Regine, and she got a track scholarship to come and go to school at UC Davis. So when they had a track meet at the university, I went to the track meet to see her run, and she ran the 200. And she ran the 100. And when she ran the 100 first, oh, man, she was smoking. She won the race by about 3 or 4 steps. And then when she ran the 220, she lined up in the block and took off the block. And she won the 200 by about 5 steps. And I was impressed. Because that was the first college track meet I had ever been to. And later on that afternoon, we had the intramural game. It was track season, so we were doing intramural track. So I got my fraternity involved in the track meet, and myself and three other guys ran in the 4x4 relay for my fraternity. And then my roommate and his brother and two other guys that were track stars in San Francisco, and they decided the four of them would represent San Francisco, and they would run in the track meet. And then the football players put together four guys to run on the football track meet. And the football team consisted of two running backs, and they had a white boy that was a wide receiver, and they had a big lineman that ran. So we set up in the block, and the first leg took off out the gun, and it was pretty easy until they handed off to the second man, and the second man was running, and he handed off to the third man, and I got the baton at the third man, and I was running, and I just knew I was going to catch this guy that was ahead of me, because he was like about 5 yards ahead of me, but I was crazy. I was thinking to myself, yeah, I got you. You're mine. And I was running, and I was catching up with him, and I thought, and we passed the time to the fourth guy, and San Francisco took off, and they were running. And the San Francisco dude had taken the lead, and then he kind of slowed up. Like, he didn't have to run hard. because they were running against this big dude that was the football player's anchor man. And they were hollering to him, run, run. And out of the blue, the big dude came flying down the line. And they were coming down the straightaway. And the big dude was running. And he caught up with the dude from San Francisco. And he walked on him. He just walked on him. He just walked on the dude from San Francisco. And everybody was hollering, run, run. And the big dude ran and hit the tape. And he won the race. And everybody from San Francisco ran over to their anchor man. And they said, man, how come you didn't run? And he said, nobody told me that the big guy had wheels. And the big dude graduated from UC Davis. And he ended up being the lineman in the NFL playing for the Cincinnati Bengals. And he became All-Pro. And he was inducted in the Hall of Fame. Anthony Munoz. Yes, Anthony Munoz.